弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天再一次可以跟大家来分享神的话语。
I'm so happy today I can once again share God's word with you.
今天呢，我们要分享的题目是进入安息。
Today I would like to share with you entering the Sabbath.
这个 Sabbath 呢，原来这个原文呢，我们中文把它翻译成安息。
So this word Sabbath, in Chinese, is translated into peace, rest.
其实呢，它的意义还更丰富。
But its meaning is much more rich.
所以呢，我想今天第一个就要请问大家，你是不是活在一种安息的状态呢？
So I would like to ask you a question. Are you living on Sabbath?
到底什么是安息呢？
What does it mean?
当你听到这个名词的时候，你第一个想到的景象是什么？
So when you hear the word rest, peace, what's the first picture that come to mind?
那我的第一个印象就是一个牧师站在一个棺材前面。
So to me, the first picture that come to mind is a pastor standing in front of a coffin.
祷告说啊，你安息吧。
And praying that, okay, may you rest in peace.
请问他有安息吗？
Let me ask you, does that person have rest in peace?
圣经说人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
The scripture says everyone dies and after death there is judgment.
如果他通不过那个审判，他有安息吗？
If he cannot pass the judgment, where is the rest in peace?
还有最近呢，很流行一个词叫做躺平。
And recently, there is another popular word or phrase, lying flat.
特别呢，是很多人失业了。
Especially, there is a lot of people who is out of work.
就躺平吧。
So, there is, you have no choice but to lie down flat.
因为反正也找不到工作。
Because you cannot find a job anyway.
这个是最近在大陆一个比较普遍的现象。
And it's a common phenomenon in Chinese mainland.
所以他安息了吗？
So do they have rest?
找不到工作，下个月吃啥？这个怎么会有安息呢？
If you are unemployed, you don't even know what you're going to eat next month. How can you have rest? How can you have peace?
所以这都不是安息的意思。
So those are not the meaning of Sabbath.
那我们来看一下圣经里面怎么说。
So let's look at what Sabbath is from the scripture.
创世纪第二章一到三节，天地万物都造齐了，到了第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。
In Genesis chapter 2 verses 1 through 3, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it, God rested from all his work that he had done in creation.
好，那因为我们今天的经文非常的多，所以呢，我们等一下如果碰到比较长的经文呢，我们就请翻译帮我们念英文就好了，要不然这个时间可能会很长。
So today we're going to share many scriptures, and so from now on we'll just read in English.
短的可能我还会念一下，但是长的就到时候就只有英文。好，这边讲到了安息的，第一次讲到安息这个字。
So here is the first mention of Sabbath.
所以意思就是说神创造完了，他就睡觉了吗？
So what does it mean? Does it mean that God went to sleep after the creation?
可是圣经告诉我们神不休息，他也不打盹。
However, somewhere else in the Bible it says God does not rest nor does he slumber.
约翰福音五章十七节，耶稣说：“ 我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
Book of John 5:17, Jesus said, My Father is working until now, and I am working.
所以表示神并没有完全停止工作，是吗？
So it tells us that God did not stop all his work, right?
所以神的安息并不是一个完全停工的状态。
So Sabbath to God does not mean that everything, all his work ceased.
希伯来书一章三节说，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。
In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, it says, He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power.
所以神没有完全停工。
So God did not stop all his work.
那神停了什么工？
But what kind of work, does he stop?
在这边讲得很清楚，说神歇了他一切创造的工。
It's very clear in this scripture. It says, God rested from all his work that he had done in creation.
所以从那个时候到现在并没有创造的事情发生。
So ever since then, there has been no new creation.
已经完成了。
It is done.
所以你看看我们在过去这个很多地质，因为我是学地质学的，很多地质学家在找一个东西叫做缺环。
Okay, so Brother John, his major is geology. And in the past, a lot of scientists tried to find a gap. The missing link.
Yeah, missing link. 就是说，哎，从这个物种进化到另外一个物种，这中间的东西找不到。
So according to evolution, one species evolved into another species. So there could be a missing link.
找了两百多年也没找到。
They look for it for more than 200 years, but they couldn't find that missing link.
在人类历史几千年以来，我们也没有看过有新的物种产生。
So, since the history of mankind, after thousands of years, we don't see new species.
所以我们说，猫生猫，对不对？狗生狗。
So you see, cats give birth to cats and dogs give birth to dogs.
耗子生的孩子怎么样？它会打洞，因为它还是耗子。
Mice give birth to mice.
你这个老鼠不会生一只猪出来吧
？So, mice cannot give birth to a pig.
所以在这里说得很清楚，创造的工就是物种的产生已经结束了。
So it is very clear here, the work of creation is done.
但是神继续做工。
But God continues to work.
神用他全能的命令在托住万有。
So, God upholds the universe by the word of his power.
所以神继续在做一个护理的工作。
So the work of care continues.
所以今天地球可以绕着太阳转。
So today Earth can, rotate around the sun.
地球不会乱跑啊。
It does, yeah.
跑太快了，跑出去了。
It does not wander around or, Straight away.
跑太慢了就被吸到撞上太阳了。
So if the speed is too slow, and then it will clash into the sun.
有一个命令在那里。
There is a command.
整个宇宙按照这个命令在运行。
The universe functions according to this command.
所以安息的意思是，当神完成了一个巨大的工程之后。他来享用他工程的成果。
So what Sabbath means is that after God finish a wonderful work, he can rest and enjoy the fruits from the work.
所以在这个六天的创造里面有很多的很多的这个巨大的工程。
So during the 6 days of creation, there were many grand, awesome work projects.
产生了很多垃圾。
Also produce lots of trash.
那可是一旦完成了啊，那就是非常的美好。
But once it's complete, it's wonderful.
我们可以想象一下，我们假如说盖一栋别墅。
So let's imagine if we are building, a house.
在这个过施工的过程当中，你看到什么？
During the construction, what do you see?
你就看到一大堆的这个垃圾产生，对不对？
You're going to see lots of trash.
那在还没有盖好之前，你也不能住。
And before it's done, you cannot move in.
所以你要去把它完成了。
So you need to finish it first.
它变得美轮美奂。
And then it becomes perfect and beautiful.
你就可以在里面享受工程的结果。
And then you can move in and enjoy the result of your hard work.
这个就是安息的第一个意义。
So that is the first meaning of Sabbath.
所以你盖好房子就在里面躺着永远睡觉吗？
But once you move in, do you just sleep in the house forever?
当然不是，对不对？
Of course not.
我们会睡觉，可是我们还有其他的活动，我们在里面继续的来享用这一个成果。
We will sleep in the house, but there are many other activities we'll do in the house so that we can enjoy the house.
所以神给了我们一个非常好的例子，就叫做伊甸园。
And God gives us a perfect example. It's called the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园就是一种安息的状态。
The Garden of Eden is a picture of Sabbath.
因为在这个伊甸园里面，你种什么就长什么。
Because in the Garden of Eden, whatever you sow, it will bear fruit. It will grow.
充满了效率。
It's full of efficiency.
你不需要在那里除草，在那里去做很多的苦工。
You do not have to labor and always getting rid of the weeds.
我们都记得在创世纪里面有一个词叫做汗流浃背。
We may all remember there is a phrase in Genesis, it's called sweat by your face.
汗流浃背是不是伊甸园的光景？
Is it the condition of the Garden of Eden, like sweating, drenched in sweat?
汗流浃背是人犯了罪以后受到了咒诅。
No, it's only after men committed sin and therefore they get cursed and then they becomedrenching in sweat.
所以汗流浃背是咒诅。
So drenching in sweat is a curse.
它不是原始的状态。
It is not the original condition.
它不是原来最初神设计给人的那种状态。
It is not the by God's original design.
所以我们要来了解安息的意义，那我们可以从一个它的相反的意义来了解。
So to really understand what Sabbath means, we can look at it from the opposite perspective.
汗流浃背就是安息的相反。
Drenching in sweat is the opposite of Sabbath.
损耗没有效率就是安息的相反。
Waste and inefficiency is the opposite of Sabbath.
所以安息是一种充满了效率、没有损耗的一种生生不息的光景。
So Sabbath means it's efficient, it's has no waste.And it grows and multiply.
人因为犯了罪，跟神来抢夺人生的主权。
It's only because men committed sins, they try to grasp authority from God.
然后神的惩罚就临到。
Only then, God's punishment arrive.
第一个惩罚叫做荆棘跟蒺藜就长出来了。
The first punishment comes in the form of thorns and thistles.
以前种什么就长什么。
Before, whatever you sow, it will grow.
长出来的菜又肥又大。
And the vegetables are big.
Okay. 然后那个水果呢，哇，也是非常香甜。
And the fruits are juicy and delicious.
可是现在呢，开始长一个东西叫荆棘。
But now, it grows something called thorns.
你现在种下去那个菜。
So you sow vegetable seeds.
旁边长了一些刺刺的东西。
And then besides it, it grows something that's thorny.
你们有没有在家除草？
Do you do some yard work at home?
我们都要戴手套，对不对？
We have to wear gloves.
可是我戴着手套就觉得好像不太怪怪的。
But I don't like the weird feeling of wearing gloves.
所以有时候呢，就一只手戴手套，一只手不戴。
So sometimes I wear a glove only on one hand.
然后你去拔草的时候
And when you try to pull out the weeds,
不小心就受伤了。
And often you may get hurt.
那很讨厌，这些东西永远都杀不完。
It is very annoying. These things, it seems to be there forever.
拔了以后，它又长。
So you pull them out and they will grow again.
这个就叫损耗。
That is loss.
所以本来亚当在伊甸里面工作是非常非常舒服的。
So actually, initially, Adam has a very pleasant, you know, like easy work in Garden of Eden.
他不需要汗流浃背。
He does not need to be drenching in sweat.
但是因为他犯了罪。
But because of the sin he committed.
他开始要汗流浃背。
He had to drench in sweat.
到他的儿子更糟糕了。
And it's even worse when it gets to his son.
该隐杀了他的亲弟弟。
Cain murdered his brother.
然后神给他的惩罚就是从此以后地不再效力了。
The punishment God gave Cain was the ground no longer yield its crops for him.
也就是说种什么下去他不一定长出来。
That means whatever he sows, it may not grow.
那以前呢是种下去就长出来。
So before, whatever you sow, it will grow.
亚当受了咒诅以后呢，种下去长出来以外，还长荆棘、棘藜。
So after Adam get cursed, whatever he sows, it will grow thorns and thistles.
当该隐犯了更严重的罪，杀了他弟弟以后，这种下去长不出来了。
And after Cain committed an even more severe sin, murdering his brother, and the seed would not grow anything.
损耗更加严重了。
The inefficiency is even more severe.
所以我们说，失去安息是一种罪的结果。
So we can say that the loss of Sabbath is a result, a consequence from sin.
另外还有一个现象，就叫做流离飘荡。
There is another phenomenon. It's called a restless wandering. Wandering. 所以，
该隐他从此以后再也没有平安。
So afterwards, Cain no longer had peace.
这讲的不只是在身体上居无定所。
It does not only mean that physically you don't have a stable place to live.
更重要是他的心没有办法得到安息。
More importantly, his heart became restless.
飘来飘去。
So he was wandering around.
这个其实就是人类最大的一个咒诅。
This is actually the most important, most severe, harsh curse placed on mankind.
所以我们要怎么样可以脱离这样一个光景呢？
So how can we break free from this curse?
马太福音十一章三十节说。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
In Matthew 11:30, it says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
所以，耶稣说你们要来负我的轭。
So Jesus said that you should take my yoke upon you.
所以我们现在的一个光景啊，就是在那个劳苦当中，自己呢扛着这个一切的劳苦。
So our situation is we are bearing a heavy burden ourselves, and we are laboring.
可是耶稣在这里应许，他说你要跟我一起来负轭。
But here Jesus gave us a promise that you should take my yoke so we can bear the yoke together.
那因为我的轭是轻省的。
For my yoke is easy.
啊，我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
My burden is light.
我就想到了一个例子。
So that reminds me of an example.
我想可能大家也都听过。
I think many of you may have heard of it.
啊，有一个农夫啊，就扛了一个扁担。
So a farmer who is carrying a carrying pole, a shoulder pole.
啊，他要走很远的路。
There's a long way to go.
扁担很重。
And the carrying pole.Was heavy.
走了一段路以后呢，有一辆车子经过。
After a while, there's a car passing by.
那个车说，哦，老伯，太辛苦了，你上我的车吧。
And so the driver said, oh, you look, you know, very burdened. I can give you a ride.
啊，然后因为他们要到同样的地方去。
Since they have the same destination.
结果后来那个司机发现呢，他后面那个老先生呢，扛着扁担，在车上还是继续扛着。
But at the end, the driver finds out that the person is still carrying that burden, even though he was on the truck.
啊，各位，我们是不是觉得有时候我们就很像这位老先生？
So are we sometimes just like this farmer?
明明耶稣说你来负我的轭，你上我的车。
So Jesus said, "Take my yoke, come on, I'm giving you a ride."
结果你上了车了，继续扛着扁担。
And then you hop on the truck, and then you still did not lay down your carrying pole.
啊，所以这个就是一个很好的写照。今天为什么我们不能够享受安息呢？
So this is a great portrait. Why so many of us cannot enjoy Sabbath?
啊，我们既然上了车了，你就把它放下来嘛。
Now that we are on the truck, we are given a ride. We should lay down our burden.
我们就跟着车子一起走就好了嘛。
So we can just let the truck does its work.
我又想到一件事情。
So that reminds me of another thing.
你们都知道我儿子 Daniel 嘛？
You all know my son Daniel.
他大概四五岁的时候。
When he was about 4 or 5,
那我们呢？有一天我在洗车。
One day I was washing my car.
哦，他就很开心，就拿了个那个海绵，就他也在那里刷。
And he was very happy and trying to help me with a sponge.
你说他到底是在帮忙还是捣蛋呢
？So, do you think he was helping or he was like creating more trouble?
对我来说哈，因为我动作很快，稀里哗就搞好了。
So to me, you know, I'm very efficient. I can get it done very quickly.
他在那刷刷刷，我得绕路而行啊。
But he was there trying to help, so I have to get around him.
所以对他来讲，他在帮我的忙。
So from his point of view, he was helping.
其实呢，他是对我有一点点的，这个妨碍啊。
From my perspective, he was actually a hindrance.
可是他很高兴。
But he was very happy.
我也很高兴。
And I was happy too.
为什么？因为哎，你看我儿子愿意跟我一起同工啊。
Why? Because my son is willing to work with me.
啊，虽然他也许帮不上什么忙。
Even though he may not actually help that much.
但是我很开心。
But I am very happy.
啊，我们父子同心。
So father and son, we share one heart.
同样的，今天我们与神同工啊，就像好像。这个小孩子在帮着大人，我们做不了什么。
Similarly, today we say we co-work, we work with God. We were like children, we couldn't help much.
啊，但是呢，天父很高兴。
But our heavenly Father is very happy.
我们也很高兴。
We are also happy.
虽然我们在那搞了半天呢，哎，东西好了。
So we did this and that, and then we saw the work is done.
不是我做的。
But it's not.The result of our work.
父亲做的。
It's our father's work.
但是我有参与。
But I participated.
啊，所以这个就是一种安息的状态。
So this is the status of Sabbath.
享受效率。
Enjoying efficiency.
不是你的效率。
Not your efficiency.
是天父的效率。
But our heavenly father's efficiency.
好，所以我们说，安息不是一种停工的状态。
So we say Sabbath does not mean that you stop working.
它是停了创造之工。
It's only the work of creation that
创造了停了一个伟大的很巨大的工程。
That's a grand, great project.
然后在那里享受工程的结果。
And then we enjoy the result of the project.
在里面充满效率。
And it's full of efficiency.
那神特别设立了一个日子，让我们来纪念这个安息。
And God also set aside a special day for us to remember the Sabbath.
所以这边说第七日他就停了创造之工，然后呢，称这个日子叫做安息日。
So it says on the seventh day, he rested and called the day, the day of Sabbath.
那神设立这个安息日主要的目的就是让我们来理解并且纪念神所要赐给我们永恒的安息。
So the purpose of Sabbath is a way for us to understand and remember the rest God wants to give to man.
那为什么要有安息日呢
So why do we need to keep Sabbath?
因为一方面这是神的设计。
So on the one hand, it's God's design.
请问你要怎么样恢复体力？
So let me ask you, how do you regain your strength?
我们人大概平均一天要花三分之一的时间在睡觉上面，对不对？
So on average, we spend a third of our time sleeping.
你如果天天都不睡是什么光景？
So what if you don't sleep?What will happen to you?
你会觉得精神散漫，对吧？
So you would not have strength.
无精打采。
You don't have spirit.
You cannot
concentrate.
手脚发软。
For limbs will become weak, and you don't have any physical strength.
可是有一个非常充足的睡眠以后，哇，精神饱满。
But after a good night of sleep, you will feel like full of strength and spirit.
所以每天的休息是人体力恢复的一个很重要的要素。
So every day good sleep is an important factor for our physical strength.
同样的，光是这一天的恢复不够，神是设立的在一个礼拜当中，我们有一天要放下所有的工作。
So similarly, so it's not enough for us to get sleep every day. God set aside one day per week for us to lay down work.
除了让我们肉体能够得到一个恢复以外，我们的精神也可以得到恢复。
In addition to getting physical restoration, mind also needs rest.
还有一个更重要的恢复，就是你灵的恢复。
And there is a more important restoration. That's the restoration of the spirit.
人的灵要怎么恢复呢？
How can we restore our spirit?
只有一个办法。
There is only one way.
就是你要与神亲近。
You need to draw near to God.
你要跟神有交流。
You need to communicate with God.
你要听神的话。
You must listen to God's word.
好，我们讲说，神的话就是我们属灵的粮食。
We say that God's word is like our spiritual food.
我们平常的恢复，除了睡觉以外，我们还需要吃。
So, normally we to restore our physical strength, we need to sleep and we also need to eat.
所以同样的，在属灵上面，我们也需要吃灵粮。
So similarly, in spirit, we also need to receive spiritual food.
除了我们每天晨更灵修吃的以外
，So in addition to our everyday, every morning we can have.
Devotion
time.
Yeah. 那一个礼拜还要安排一天。
Once a week, we also need to set aside one day.
不只是你一个人。
Not just you.
你要跟弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜神。
You want to come to worship God with brothers and sisters.
所以圣经里面规定说，六日要做工，第七日是圣安息日，当有圣会。
So in the Bible it says, 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation.
所以除了你个人的灵修以外，你还需要有团体的一个圣会。
So in addition to your individual devotion, you also need to have a holy convocation in congregation.
也就是除了我们直向的，我们跟神的关系的恢复以外，我们还需要跟弟兄姐妹也有彼此相爱的一个恢复的情况。
In other words, in addition to the vertical relationship we have with God, we also need to restore our lateral relationship with our brothers and sisters.
就光是我们跟神，然后其他弟兄你在那里跟他勾心斗角，在那跟他斗，你说这样能够得到安息吗？
So if you only try to restore your vertical relationship with God, and yet you fight against your brothers and sisters, that will not work.
所以一个真正的安息不只是我们跟神的关系的恢复，我们还包括了跟弟兄姐妹的那个彼此相爱的那种恢复。
So a true Sabbath is not only to reconcile with God, we also want to love each other, one another.
这个才有完整的安息啊。
So that is the complete Sabbath.
除此以外呢，在出埃及记二十三章，那麻烦念一下。
So in addition, in Exodus chapter 23, it says, 6 days you shall do your work, but only seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may have rest, and the son of your servant woman and the alien may be refreshed.
所以这里提醒啊，这做老板的啊，你们要顾念你们的劳工啊。
So that's a reminder for bosses. You need to take care of your workers.
你们不能把他压榨到每一个礼拜七天工作，每天就累的累，非常非常疲累。
You cannot exploit them to such a extent that you ask them to work seven days a week and so exhaust them.
讲到这里，我又想到一个例子。
So that reminds me of another example.
我记得我以前呢去大陆啊服侍这个民工。
I remember in the past I went to mainland to serve the migrant worker.
啊，有一天我就问他们啊，他们大概就是这样子啊，这样一小块到第一排啊，里面挤了五十几个人。
So they live in a condition so like this size, there were 50 of them.
然后呢，哈，听我讲，讲得很兴奋的。
And then they were quite excited listening to me.
我说你们有谁愿意参加我们的门徒训练
？I asked them, who is willing to attend our disciple training?
啊，大家跳起来，我要，我要。
And they jump up and say, I want to, I want to.
啊，我说很好，很好，哎，那你们什么时候可以来上课呢
？So I said, that's great. So what time works for you?
我说老师，我们礼拜六晚上不加班。
Said, oh, teacher, so Saturday night we don't have work.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
就是说。礼拜天到礼拜六啊，每天上班。
So from Sunday to Saturday, every day they have to work.
平常每天是十二小时。
So usually it's a 12-hour working day.
啊，有时候是十四小时。
Sometimes even 14-hour.
早上八点到晚上十点。
From 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
有时候到十二点。
Sometimes to midnight.
礼拜六晚上不加班。
So only Saturday night there is no work.
礼拜六可能只工作到大概五六点。
So they only work till 5 or 6 p.m. on Saturdays.
吃完饭以后，他们就有自由的时间。
And after Saturday dinner, they can have some free time.
啊，他们说，老师，我们这个时间可以上课。
So they said, teacher, we can come to the disciple training this time.
哎呀，我真的是很感动啊。
And I was so touched.
所以你们知道为什么我今天跑大陆的那个时候那么。乐此不疲啊。
So now you can understand why I was so zealous, so eager to go to mainland.
因为那里的学生是这样子的渴慕真理啊。
Because the students over there, they are seeking truth with such passion.
我相信很多牧师在美国都很挫折。
I think many pastors might feel quite frustrated in the U.S.
啊，辛辛苦苦准备了一篇道。
They prepare a sermon. They did a lot of work.
然后呢，下面就在那边点头。
And then, and then they see people like nodding, you know, like falling asleep.
啊，我们呢辛辛苦苦准备了主日学的教材。
And Sunday school teachers, you also work hard to prepare Sunday school materials.
那学生爱来不来
？But students may not come regularly.
啊，所以你说像那些。民工们，他们一个礼拜就只有那几个小时是不用上班的。
Then when you compare that to those migrant workers, the whole week they only have those several hours they don't have to work.
他们就愿意来学习。
And yet they're willing to use that time to study.
所以虽然他们的肉体没有安息
，So even though physically they don't have rest.
我觉得他们的灵里面啊，比我们有更多的安息。
But I feel spiritually they have more Sabbath than we do.
所以这一天我们要把它分别为圣。
So this day we need to set it apart as holy.
啊，麻烦再念一下以西结书二十章十六节。
So in Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 16 it says, "Because they rejected my rules and did not walk in my statutes." And profaned my Sabbaths, for their heart went after their idols.
所以圣经里面形容不守安息日就是等于拜偶像。
So according to the Bible, if you do not keep Sabbath, is equal to idolatry.
为什么呢？因为这一天神说你要分别为圣。
Why? Because God says you should set apart the day as holy.
然后这一天是你来朝见神的日子。
That's the day you want to come before God.
有什么事比这个更重要？
What else is more important than this?
什么叫偶像？
What does it, what is an idol?
偶像就是在你心目当中有比神更重要的。
Idol is something in your mind is more important than God.
所以在你的心目当中有比神来敬拜神更重要的事情，那你就在拜偶像。
So if in your mind there is something else that's greater than God, then it is called idol.
你以为说啊，我没有做一个像，没有在那个拜菩萨啊，你就没有拜偶像吗？
So you may think I don't have an idol in my house. I don't bow down to an idol, so I did not commit idolatry.
啊，所以我们要在每一个礼拜的这一天把它分别为圣，一起大家一起来敬拜神。
So, every week we set aside this one day so we can come and worship God with everyone else.
好，我们再念一下出埃及记三十一十三节。
In Exodus 31:13, it says, "You are to speak to the people of Israel and say, 'Above all, you shall keep my Sabbaths, for this is a sign between me.'" And you throughout your generations, that you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify you.
所以，神设立安息日还有一个非常重要的目的，就是要以色列人以这个日子作为见证。
So, God established Sabbath. There is another important purpose. It's for the Israel to become a witness.
当全世界人说：“哎，你这天在干什么？为什么不上班？”
So people in the world will be curious. So what are you doing this day? Why do you not work on this day?
啊，你这天哦，是跑去敬拜神。
Oh, you go to worship God on this day.
像我们现在也会面临这种问题，对不对
？So even now we may face such a question.
很多朋友邀你礼拜天去玩。
Some friends invite you to go play with them, have fun with them on Sundays.
你说不行，我礼拜天做礼拜。
And you say, no, I can't go. I have to go to worship.
哎呀，你跟神请假一次没关系了。
And they often say, well, you can ask for absence from God for this one time.
对，可是你说不行，我一定要去。
But you say, no, I have to go worship God.
那久而久之呢，你的朋友就不理你了。
So after a while, your friends do, no longer invite you.
可是这件事情在他心里面，他有个印象。
But your response will make an impression on their hearts.
他说：“哎，这个他们信得很虔诚。”
And they will say, "Oh, they are very faithful."
啊，因为神答应说，你如果好好的来敬拜神，神要祝福你。
Because God promised if you worship God with all your heart, He will bless you.
他希望我们成为世人的见证。
God's heart is for us to become a witness in front of the world.
他希望我们所蒙的福气能够成为万民的福气。
His heart is for the blessings on us become the blessing of all people.
所以我们首先要来了解神的心意是什么。
So first, we need to understand what is God's heart.
神为我们预备了一个永远的安息。
God prepared for us this eternal Sabbath.
然后他为我们设立了一个日子来纪念这个安息。
And then he set aside this special day for us to remember it.
他的目的就是要让我们享受那个生生不息的、充满效率的那种光景。
His purpose is for us to enjoy, the situation that's full of efficiency that grows forever, multiplies forever.
然后我们向万民做见证，把这样的福气传播给万民。
So we can become a witness to all the people, and we can bear testimony to them.
所以最后呢，我们就要讲到我们要如何才可以真正的进入这样的安息。
So finally, we want to talk about how do we obtain such a Sabbath.
所以我们刚才说到，这个罪是咒诅的来源。
Just now we mentioned that sin is the source of the curse.
为什么人类会失去安息？是因为犯了罪。
Why did mankind lost Sabbath? Is because of the sins we committed.
圣经告诉我们说，罪的工价乃是死。
So in the scripture it says the punishment of sin is death.
那这个死讲到的就是说我们与神隔离。
So this death refers to the separation between us and God.
所以亚当犯罪以后就被赶出伊甸园。
So after Adam committed sin, he was driven out of the Garden of Eden.
所以当赶出伊甸园以后呢，人就失去了那个伊甸园里面的安息。
So when they were cast out of the Garden of Eden, they lost the Sabbath.
人就跟神隔离。
And we were separated from God.
人也跟神所要赐给我们的那一切的福气隔离了。
And also we are separated from all the blessings God wants us to have.
然后人用自己的血气情欲来管理神所造的万物。
And then we try to use our own flesh and our own power to manage God's creation.
就把这个世界管得一塌糊涂。
And so the result of our management of this world is a total mess.
所以在哥林多前书十五章四十五节说，首先的亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
So in 1 Corinthians 15:45, it says, Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
所以首先的亚当跟神抢夺人生的主权，他就失去了安息。
So the first man Adam, he tried to grab the power, the control from God, and therefore he lost Sabbath.
所以他就活在一个汗流浃背的受咒诅的光景。
And therefore he lived in a circumstance of drenching in sweat and being cursed.
但是第二个亚当讲的就是耶稣基督。
But the last Adam was referring to Jesus Christ.
他来到这个世界上替我们人类承担了那个罪的代价。
He came to this world and suffered from the price of sin on behalf of us.
他替我们死。
He died for us.
且死在十字架上。
Also death on cross.
就把这所有的咒诅都归到他身上去了。
So all the curses were put upon him.
所以我们如果要脱离这个咒诅，我们需要耶稣。
And therefore, for us to break away from the curse, we need Jesus.
我们需要接受他的救恩。
We need to receive his salvation.
让我们的罪能够被赦免了。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
如果我们的罪扛在身上，我们怎么可能会有安息呢？
If we are still carrying our sins, how can we receive Sabbath?
可是靠我们人自己，我们没有办法除去这个罪。
If it is up to us, relying on ourselves, we cannot get rid of sins.
唯有靠耶稣基督。
Only through trusting in Jesus Christ.
这个末后的亚当。
The last Adam.
他把那整个那个非常糟糕的这个光景逆转过来。
So he completely turned the mess upside down.
可是你必须接受啊。
But you have to receive.
对不对？我们也听过一个故事，对不对？说有一个人把那个懒得吃饭了，懒得煮饭了，就把那个大饼绑在身上。
You may also heard of that story. Someone so lazy, and then he doesn't want to cook, so he put a big piece of bread on his tummy.
问题是，如果你不去啃它，不去吃它，你还是饿死啊。
But he was so lazy, he doesn't even want to lift the bread and take a bite, and therefore.He still he starved to death.
耶稣已经成就了救恩。
Jesus has accomplished the salvation.
替我们付了罪的代价。
He has already paid the price of sin for us.
问题你不接受，那跟你也没关系。
But if you do not receive, then it has nothing to do with you. It has no good.
所以我们说，我们要进入安息的第一个动作就是要除去、脱离这个咒诅。
So, for us to get Sabbath, our first action is to break free from the curse.
所以唯一的办法就是我们接受耶稣基督的救恩。
So the only way to do so is to receive the salvation from Jesus.
在希伯来书三章十九节说，他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故。
In Hebrews 3:19, it says, so we see that they were unable to enter his rest because of unbelief.
好，他们不能够得到安息，不能进入安息，是因为他们不信。
They were unable to get or enter into Sabbath because of unbelief.
什么叫信？
What is belief?
很多人认为说，哎，你们基督教讲的东西啊，很奇怪啊。
So many people says, oh, I mean, the Christians, you're kind of weird.
信耶稣就得永生。
So if you believe in Jesus, you get eternal life.
啊，有个大坏蛋，那一辈子做坏事，然后呢，哎，信了耶稣，他就上天堂。
If someone who is pure evil and then only because he believes in Jesus, he can go to heaven.
太不公平了嘛。
That's unfair.
这个人做好事，做好事做一辈子，就他不信，他下地狱。
And then here is another person who done every good deed, but only because he doesn't believe in Jesus, and then he will go to hell.
啊，所以我们要搞清楚这个信到底是什么意思。
So we have to understand what belief, faith means.
信这个信不是脑袋说，哦，我知道。
So it is not like a rational belief. Okay, I know.
这个信里面在约翰福音第一章讲说，凡信他的就是，凡接待他的就是信他名的人。
In chapter 1 of the book of John, it says, those who believe are the ones who receive him.
接待谁？
Receive whom?
接待耶稣到我们的生命当中做什么？
We are to receive Jesus to our life to do what?
哦，可能很多人，当然我们前面讲到了，第一个我们接受他的救恩。
So, we mentioned earlier, first we receive his salvation.
所以我们说，我们第一步是接受他成为我们的救主。
So the first step is to receive him as our savior.
可是很多人啊，做这样祷告，是不是？
And many people pray in such a way.
啊，求耶稣进到我心里，做我的救主。
Okay, Jesus, come to my, enter into my heart and become my savior.
但是请你不要干涉我的私生活。
But please do not interfere with my, private life.
你们是不是做这样祷告啊？
Do you make such a do such a
prayer? 你说没有啊？
So no.
你没有做这样祷告，问题你生活就是这样啊。
Even though you did not do pray such a prayer, but you live in such a way.
对啊，主啊，你救我，你让我进天堂就好了。
Yeah, Lord, save me and take me to heaven.
但是我的私生活你别管。
And but leave my private life alone.
我爱做什么做什么。
Let me do whatever I want.
请问你，你跟你老板这样说行吗？
So let me ask you, do you dare to say such a thing to your boss?
你说老板，你给我薪水就好了。
So boss,
我要做什么你别管。
Just pay me, give me salary, but don't interfere with what I'm doing.
有没有这种老板？
Is there such a boss?
除非是你老爸。
Perhaps if the boss
你老爸都不会同意。
If the boss is your dad, and even then, I doubt he will agree.
那你为什么认为耶稣会允许你这样做呢？
So, what makes you think Jesus will allow you to do such a thing?
难道他是这么昏庸吗？
Is he so foolish?
是不是？所以我们今天要搞清楚什么是信。
So today we have to have a clear concept of about belief.
信耶稣不只是接受耶稣成为我们的救主。
Believing in Jesus is not just receive him as our savior.
我们要把他接待在我们的生命当中，做我们的主。
We also need to receive him to our life as our Lord.
这是更重要的一步。
This is a more important step.
接受他的救恩是第一步。
First step is to receive his salvation.
接受他的主权是我们的下一步。
Receive his authority in your life.
从现在开始，活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
From now on, It's not me who lives, it's Jesus living through me.
耶稣在我的生命当中做主，这个叫信。
So having Jesus taking control of my life is called belief.
所以我们有时候常常搞不清楚，我们以为我们头脑知道就好了。
Sometimes we are confused. We think, okay, we understand, we know this fact in our mind.
我们接受他的救恩就好了。
We just receive his salvation.
但是你忘记了最重要的一步。
But then you forget the critical step.
就是接受他的主权。
It is to surrender control to him, to receive his
authority. 亚当的罪是什么罪？
What is the sin committed by Adam?
亚当就是跟神抢夺人生的主权。
Adam fought for the control of his life with God.
神说这棵树上的果子你不能吃。
God's command was you cannot eat the fruit from this particular tree.
其他的果树果子你爱怎么吃怎么吃。
Feel free to enjoy whatever other fruits we have in this garden.
亚当说我偏要吃。
And Adam says, I just want that fruit from this tree.
你说了不算我说了算。
So what you say does not have authority. I can do what I want.
所以亚当的问题是跟抢夺主权，跟神抢夺主权。
So the problem of Adam is trying to grasp authority from God.
所以失去了安息。
And therefore he lost Sabbath.
怎么样得回安息？
How can we regain Sabbath?
第一个，我们透过耶稣替我们付了罪的代价。
First is through Jesus Christ.Who paid the price of sin for us?
然后第二个呢，我们把我们的主权还给神。
And second, we surrender or return the control of our life to God.
注意啊，是还给神，而不是给神。
So you are returning, giving back the control of your life.
好像你是老大，我给你。
It's not like oh, I have it, and now I'm just giving it up to you.
所以要搞清楚我们的态度。
So we have to have a right attitude.
好。在马太福音十一章二十九节，说我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
In Matthew 11:29, it says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
所以我们要怎么样得回安息，得到安息呢？就是除了我们前面所说的，我们脱离了咒诅。然后说到我们全新的信靠，接受耶稣的主权之外，我们现在还要来效法他的榜样。
So how do we regain Sabbath? In addition to breaking free from the curse and trusting in Jesus with all our heart, we also need to follow His example.
啊，我们再来麻烦你读一下啊，腓立比二章五到八节。
So in Philippians chapter 2:5-8, it says.Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
所以我们说要以基督的心为心。
So that's why we say we need to have Jesus' heart as our heart.
他本有神的形象，高高在上。
So he had he was high up in the heaven, had the likeness of God.
但他却为了爱我们人类，他来到这个世界，成为人的样式。
But because of his love for mankind, he came to this world and take the form of a servant.
而且谦卑。谦卑卑微到一个程度，他甚至愿意为我们死在十字架上。
And they, he so humble and to such an extent, that he died for us on a cross.
所以我们要效法他这个谦卑的心。
So we need to follow his humble example.
我们要效法他这个为世人舍己的这种爱。
We need to follow, his love.Emulate his love for the sacrificial love for other people.
他说他的心里是柔和谦卑的。
And it says his heart is lowly and humble, gentle.
所以我们要效法他的这种温柔和谦卑。
So we want to follow his example, this gentleness and this being humble, humility.
一方面我们效法他。
On the one hand, we want to follow his example.
一方面我们与他同工。
And on the other hand, we want to work with him.
一同负轭。
We want to take on his yoke.
我记得 Alex 长老曾经讲过一个例子，讲到负轭的问题。
I remember Pastor Alex gave us that example of a yoke.
他说这个轭通常是两头牛。
So he shared with us this picture that two oxen will bear one yoke.
那一只是比较有经验的老牛。
One of them is a more experienced older ox.
那一只呢是比较没有经验的。
The other one is more green, inexperienced.
当两头牛一起负荷的时候，那所有的大部分的重量是在这个有经验的老牛上面。
So when these two oxen bear one yoke, most of the burden lie on the older ox.
所以我们就讲，我们与神同工，真正的负荷的这个主要的是神的工作。
So that's why when we say we co-work with God, most burden fell on God.
那这个年轻的牛，它也负一点饿，也负一点，也是吃到一点重量，但是呢，是它能够负担的。
So the young ox also have a little burden on him, but it's something he can bear.
所以我们与神同工就是这样的一个光景。
So that is a picture of how we co-work with God.
所以我们说我们要与神同工，我们要效法基督。
And that's why we say we want to work with God, we want to follow Jesus' example.
那麻烦念一下利未记十六章三十一节。
In Leviticus 16:31, it says, "It is a Sabbath of solemn rest to you, and you shall afflict yourselves. It is a statute forever."
然后以赛亚书五十八章十三。
Isaiah 58:13, "If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways or seeking your own pleasure or taking idol."
所以在这里面提到，我们为了守安息日，有时候是需要付出一些代价的。
So what it says is that to keep the Sabbath, sometimes we have to pay a price.
可能你要牺牲一些你的利益或者你的机会。
You may have to sacrifice some of your benefits or opportunities.
那我们顺便提一下哈，为什么我们今天的基督徒啊不是在安息日？安息日是礼拜六啊，为什么不在安息日呢？
I want to clarify why today most Christians keep Sabbath.On Sunday rather than Saturday.
那我就要问你一个问题啊。
So I have a question for you.
请问你是雅各的后代吗？
Are you a descendant from Jacob?
你的肉体是以色列民族吗？
Are you Israel, like by flesh?
那所以大家想一想，那你签的是哪一个约呢？你跟神定的是什么约呢？
So which covenant do you have with God?
我们都知道神跟以色列人定了一个约啊，叫做西乃之约。
We know that God established a covenant with the people of Israel. It's called the covenant of Sinai.
要求以色列人说，你们在安息日要放下一切重担，来要有圣会。
So God commanded Israel to lay down all work and have a holy convocation on the holy day.
可是到了耶稣的时代，耶稣跟教会的代表，就十二个使徒签了另外一个约。
But when it comes to the era of Jesus Christ, he established another covenant with the representative of church, the 12 disciples, apostles.
他说这个约呢，是我们与耶稣与教会所立的一个新约。
So he said, "This is a new covenant established with church."
是用耶稣的血来立的。
It is through Jesus' blood.
耶稣在这个礼拜五死掉了。
So Jesus died on a Friday.
可是他在礼拜天早上复活了。
And he resurrected on a Sunday morning.
所以当门徒聚集的时候，耶稣在他们面前显现。
So when the disciples gathered, Jesus revealed himself in front of them.
到了第二个礼拜天，耶稣又在他们当中显现。
And then he did that again on the second Sunday.
所以从那个时候开始，教会就守主日。
So ever since then, church keeps Sunday as the holy day.
所以你是哪一个约呢？
So which covenant do you have with God?
你是受割礼的，你是以色列人，那你就守前面那个约。
So if you areyou have circumcision, you are Israel, then you keep the earlier covenant.
那你如果是在教会之下，在基督的救恩之下的这个，你就守后面这个约。
But if you are part of the church, you are under Jesus' salvation, then you keep the new covenant.
所以我们就把礼拜天分别为圣。
And that's why we set aside Sundays.
那有时候呢，我们要放弃一些做生意的机会。
And sometimes we have to give up some business opportunities.
但是神说，你如果好好的重视这个日子，我会赐福给你。
But God said, if you honor this holy day, I will bless you.
你在其他日子会补还给你。
Whatever you may lose on this day, I'm gonna give them. I'm gonna repay you on other days.
而且会加倍还给你。
And I'm gonna double the blessings.
所以我们要有信心，相信我们把这一日看作是圣日，我们分别为圣，我们重视这个日子，神会赐福给你。
So we must have this trust in God. If we honor this holy day, God will bless us.
所以我们要怎样得回安息？
So how do we regain Sabbath?
我们让神，让靠着耶稣除去我们的咒诅。
We need to have Jesus Christ to take away our curse.
我们把我们生命的主权交还给主。
We need to return the control of our life back to God.
让圣灵在我们里面做主。
We need to invite Holy Spirit to come to our heart and be our Lord.
引导我们的生活。
To lead us in our everyday life.
我们效法耶稣的榜样。
We also need to follow the example of Jesus.
我们遵守主的命令。
We want to obey Lord's commands.
让我们把我们一切的重担卸给神。
And we lay down all our burdens to God.
让我们与神同工。
So we can work with the Lord.
让这个神来跟我们一起负担。
So we can Lord will take our burden on Him.
然后最后呢，就是要竭力进入那安息。
And at the end, we also want to strive to enter Sabbath.
希伯来书四章第一节跟十一节说：“我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧。”免得你们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了，所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 1 and verse 11 it says, Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it.Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience.
所以我们刚才在读到《生命记》的说，你们还没有进入那个安息地。
So we read from
《生命记》十二章九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 9.For you have not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance that the Lord your God is giving you.
神说那个迦南地就是安息之地。
God called the land of Canaan as the rest.
因为他最主要要表达的第一个就是这个地方是你们的产业。
Because first and foremost, he wants to express that land is your inheritance.
你们拥有这个地。
It belongs to you.
而且呢，那个是牛奶与蜜之地。
And it's a land of milk and honey.
啊，你在那里种植东西会长得非常的茂盛。
Whatever you sow, it will grow in abundance.
那你可以在那里享受你自己所种的。
You can enjoy whatever you sow from that.
享受你所养的。
Enjoy whatever you grow.
所以这个地方被称作安息之地。
So that's why this place is called the rest.
那在这个之前，他说你们还没进去，那但是你们要怎么样？要努力的进去。
But it says, for you have not as yet come to the rest, and therefore you need to strive to enter into the land.
以色列人怎么进去呢？
How did Israel enter into the land?
我们发现很有意思哈。
So it's interesting.
摩西呢，那个时候就派以色列人说，你们去窥探一下啊。
So Moses sent sentinels, spies into the land.
然后呢，把那个大家窥探回来了，他们就画个地图。
So, the spies came back and they map out the land.
把它分成十二块。
and they divide the land into 12 pieces.
然后他们捻阄啊，就抽签。
And then they allot the land by lot.
就根据地图把地给分了。
And then they divvy up the land.
然后呢，以色列人就敲锣打鼓进入迦南地。
And then Israel enter into the land of Canaan with drums and trumpets.
然后呢，这个迦南人呢，就手牵手就跳到地中海淹死了。
And then the Canaanites jump into the Mediterranean Sea hand in hand.
是这样的吗？
Was it so?
是这样的吗？
Was it like that?
他们怎么进去的？
How did Israel enter into Canaan?
他们是打进去的。
They fought their way in.
这中间有一场硬仗。
There were hard battles to fight.
在摩西的时代，在这十二个探子里面，十个说：“哦，不行啊，我们打不过他们。”
The time of Moses, 10 out of the 12 spies said, "No, we have no chance."
所以神花了四十年把这一代全部淘汰，换下一代。
And that's why God waited 40 years so that the new younger generation can enter into the land, not the older ones.
他们那里的人长得比我们魁梧。
Because they were afraid, they saw those.People from the Canaan, they were stronger and bigger.
有坚城，城墙非常坚固。
And the walls are tall and strong.
有铁车。
They also have iron chariots.
更可怕的，他们有巨人。
More frightful, they have giants.
啊，三米到四米的巨人。
They are 3 to 4 meters tall.
你怎么打？
How could you fight against such enemy?
所以。以色列人要打，神说不用担心啊，我要赐给你们一个很特别的东西。
So before the battle, God comfort Israel. Israeli says, "I'm gonna give you something special."
神说我要派黄蜂在你们的面前帮你们打。
God says, "I will send the hornet before you."
其实这个原文叫做 tzrach 啊。
Hornet. Hornet, in the original scripture, it says it's called Tzrach.
我认为这个翻译可能也有点问题哈。
I'm not sure about this translation.
我觉得更好的翻译，它是一种天使啊。
So I think it's better translated into a type of angel.
因为当大卫在打仗的时候
，Because when David fought battles,
他听到那个树梢上有脚步的声音唰过去。
He heard footsteps on top of trees.
神派的天军天使在他前面打仗。
That's because God sent an army of angels fighting for him.
所以神说你们要打。
So God says you need to fight.
你为你自己的那块地去征战。
You need to fight for the land that's given to you.
但是不用怕，我有 Tzrach 跟着你。
But do not be afraid. I sent Tzrach.
好，所以。以色列人就把迦南地征服了。
And so that's how the Israelites conquered Canaan.
可是是不是所有的人都征服了呢？他们得到他们该得的地呢
？But did every tribe take full possession of their allotted land?
有一个支派叫但。
There is a tribe called Dan.
他们呢，打不过那些迦南人。
Could not overcome the Canaanites.
他们就躲在山上做山地人。
So they hide in the hills and become the people of the hills.
啊，然后呢，他们就派一些人去窥探，就一直走到最北边。
So they sent some more spies and they came up to the very north of the land.
然后在地图外面找到一个地方。
And then they find a land outside of the map.
然后他们又去那边把那个地方占领了。
And then they conquered that piece of land.
结果如何？
What's the result?
我们在启示录里面发现但不见了。
In the Bible, we find the tribe of Dan disappeared.
另外有个人叫加勒。
There is another person whose name is Caleb.
哎，他跟约书亚讲说，哎，老哥，那个城是我的。
And he told Joshua, he said, well, that city is mine.
约书亚说，哇，给你哈，你去。
And Joshua responded, okay, and it's yours. You can go and take it.
因为那地方里面住了巨人。
Because that place is full of giants.
而且是最大的巨人。
The biggest giants.
但是因为他有信心，他就去得着他。
But because of Caleb's belief, he came and get the land.
神派天军天使帮助他们打仗。
God sends army of angels to help them.
所以我们要竭力的进入。
So we need to strive to enter.
在我们进入这个安息地之前呢、啊，对我们来，对我们现在的信徒来讲，我们首先要知道我们的迦南地在哪里啊。
So before we enter into the land, we need to know for Christians nowadays, where is our Canaan?
感谢主啊，我们教会现在看到了这一块地方是我们的一个迦南地。
Praise the Lord, our church has the vision that this community, this neighborhood is our Canaan.
我们开始向我们对面的学校传福音。
We begin sharing gospel with the school across the street.
我们相信下礼拜我们会有一个非常丰盛的结果。
We trust that next week is going to be fruitful.
然后当我们打完了建造教会这场战争。
So after we finish fighting for building church, this battle.
建立教会就是我们的迦南地。
Building church is our Canaan.
我们需要先看见神给你的感动是什么。
We need to see first how God has touched your heart.
你要建造哪一块？
Which part do you want to build?
等到一切完工，我们就进入那真正的安息。
And after all is done, we'll enter into true Sabbath.
就是新天新地。
That's the new heavens and the new earth.
在新天新地里面我们可以看到有珍珠门、碧玉墙。
In the new heavens and the new earth, we can see pearly gates and jasper walls.
但是真正的关键是那一位基督。
But the key is Christ.
耶稣基督比那一切更美丽。
Jesus Christ is more beautiful than all these.
盼望每一个人都能够得着基督。
I hope everyone.Can receive Jesus Christ.
进入到那真正永恒的安息。
And enter into the true eternal Sabbath.
白衣歌颂你，新造的奇迹，救赎大恩，有谁能忘记？相比，浩瀚的宇宙彰显你的能力，唯一无穷的烈日，来就是你。天上的美景不能与你相比，浩瀚的宇宙彰显你的能力，唯一无穷的烈日，来认识。将飞到底。 了能。